Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is the first part of a new series entitled, How Can Churches Equip Disciples to Make Disciples? Part 1, The Priesthood of the Believer. Disciples are the basic building blocks of the kingdom of God. Living stones that the Holy Spirit builds into a fitting house or temple for God. Jesus did not call the church to reproduce churches, but to make disciples. When disciples are made, churches are sure to follow. When churches are planted without disciple-making being the top priority, we miss the mark. The church is not simply a building, it is also a living, moving body which has the capability to reproduce itself at the discipleship level. Disciples are living beings who have the ability through the Spirit to multiply themselves. In fact, that is our primary calling. Just as God commanded Adam and Eve and afterwards Noah and his descendants, which includes us, to multiply and fill the earth, so Christ mandated the church to go and make disciples. That is our mission given by God. God's mission supersedes every other mission that the local church may have adopted. Christ gave the church what some call the fivefold or ascension gift ministries: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, whose job or function is to equip the church to do the work of the ministry, Ephesians 4:11, which must always prioritize the Great Commission. The task of the church and the fivefold ministry is to equip and make disciples who will make other disciples. The question facing every missional church then is, how do we teach, train, and equip disciples who will go and make other disciples? What vision, information, understanding, wisdom, and ministry skills need to be imparted to enable them to become effective disciple makers? Today we're going to focus on the priesthood of the believer. We must start with a core commitment to the doctrine and practice of what some people call the priesthood of the believer, a truth God restored to the church during the Reformation. This doctrine was crucial to the advance of the Great Awakening, especially in the South. I read from 1 Peter 2:9, the New Living Translation. But you are not like that, for you are God's chosen people. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful life. The doctrine of the priesthood of all believers states that all believers in Christ share in his priestly status. Therefore, there is no special class of people who mediate the knowledge, presence, and forgiveness of Christ to the rest of the believers. And all believers have the right and authority to read, interpret, and apply the teachings of Scripture. The propensity to think of clergy as a special class of people over and above the laity persists even today, even in Protestant churches. It is part of the human condition for those in leadership to carve out a secure niche for themselves, and it is convenient for the rest of us to consign ministry responsibilities to the clergy instead of accepting our own role and responsibility as ministers. The only way a church can effectively multiply disciples is by acknowledging and promoting every disciple's duty to be a representative or minister of Christ in his or her own right. This does not mean that everyone is part of the fivefold ministry. Rather, the job of the fivefold ministry is to equip the rest of the church to do the work of the ministry. In other words, those in fivefold ministry are increasingly successful as they move more to a coaching role, allowing their disciples to take on more and more responsibility. In my experience, a small percentage of senior ministers make the commitment to do this. We convince ourselves that without extensive Bible training, people are not to be trusted with the Scriptures. We set the bar higher than did our Lord, who turned over the church to men with whom he had spent 3 years training, but who still did not understand many basic things. The seminary-trained Pharisees criticized these disciples, as well as Jesus himself, as being unlearned men. Jesus believed, he knew, that the Holy Spirit is a more than adequate on-the-job instructor. Disciple-making churches are willing to risk putting average people into ministry and leadership responsibilities. Any gospel movement that rapidly expands must do this. The genius of the Great Awakening in the Carolinas was the willingness of church leaders such as Shubal Starnes with Sandy Creek Separate Baptist Church to equip and commission average people to be preachers, ministers, and leaders. This is no small thing. It takes a radical commitment to the priesthood of all believers to properly develop and launch disciples and to be an effective disciple-making church.